You're on The Burt Show.
So if you're on Ozempic or you're thinking about going on Ozempic, man, I got a homework assignment for you. We had CNN Sanjay Gupta on yesterday, who did a deep dive into Ozempic. And he pretty much talked about everything when it comes to Ozempic. He's got a special that's on CNN this weekend. But if you're wondering, hey, is my doctor just trying to get me on this? Do I really, really need it? Or you're having this inner debate, like, what is it going to do to me long term? There are so many different factors that he went through yesterday that you should definitely listen to it for a couple of minutes. I think he ended up on here for like 15, 20 minutes. It's really, really good. And Cassie, I wanted to circle back with you on something you said off the air yesterday. First, you said it on the air, then you said it off the air, and we didn't have time to address it yesterday, but I think today might be a good time, where you said he said something in that interview where you felt seen, and it almost made you cry.
Yeah, I was actually tearing up during the interview. And it's because finally, I feel like during that interview, to hear a medical professional, but just not any medical professional, like one of the country's premier neurosurgeons, acknowledge, without being forced to, just readily bring it up on his own, that weight loss and obesity, essentially, and I'm paraphrasing, you'll need to listen for his exact words, but it isn't a laziness issue. It's a multifaceted issue that has to do with like the food supply and a multitude of factors. And I'm not putting words in Dr. Gupta's mouth. He mentioned exercise as well, healthy eating. Those are all part of it. But also the fact that a lot of people deal with food noise, or food chatter, it's sometimes called. And I've mentioned that years ago on this show, where as soon as I'm done with breakfast, I'm like, what's for lunch? Mm-hmm. Or the ice cream is calling me. And you think about it nonstop. And Ozempic takes care of that for some people. But to hear
Does it take care of that for some people? Because the craving for, you just don't have the food crave? You feel full?
I don't know. I'm not on Ozempic. Mm. But what I've seen is it really just mentally silences it. Mm. It's not... That food noise isn't always related to like hunger pains. It's just constantly in your head. Sometimes it's a fear of I'm not going to get enough to eat. For me, it was a fear of like I had insulin resistance, so I was eating the wrong foods, but I would get so blindingly hungry, I wouldn't be able to concentrate on anything else. And I was always fearful of hitting that point. But for him to say people are built differently and some people have a different thermostat, especially when it comes to being satiated after eating, you need different volume of food to feel full. And to not have a medical professional be like, you lose weight. It's calories in, calories out. It's easy. And I know that sounds dumb, but so many medical professionals tell overweight people that, or that all of our problems are because of weight. And to have somebody take it seriously, and I'm like, thank you. It's not always our fault. I feel like fat people get looked at like, you're just lazy. I've seen comments online. People think I eat McDonald's all day, every day. They think I DoorDash every single order, which I did for like 1 week. But still, I haven't eaten.
They're going to hold that over your head for your entire life.
I know.
Because you admitted that.
I like eat fast food once in a blue moon. I eat pretty healthy. I'm active with my kids and I'm still obese. And to hear somebody acknowledge that, hey, as part of a healthy lifestyle plan with exercise, you might need some extra help if your doctor says so, because your body just doesn't work the same way as everybody else's, was so freaking refreshing.
I want to read this email that we got from a P1 in Raleigh because it validates everything that Cassie is saying. Not that she needs the validation, but it also answers your question about quieting the chatter. And so this P1 from Raleigh said, listening to Dr. Gupta and the discussion about the GLP-1 drugs, I'm so glad he focused and discussed food chatter or food noise and the fact that some people just cannot lose weight. It's tough to hear people who have never had these issues mm-hmm. be pretty judgy about their use. I've struggled with my weight my whole life. My mother's family are all obese. Like Dr. Gupta mentioned, I would think about food all the time. Food noise is so very real. When I began taking Zepbound, I was absolutely shocked that I didn't think about food anymore, not even a little bit. I see a doctor at Duke who monitors this. I've lost 65 pounds so far. It's absolutely life-changing. I've started Pure Bar and love it, trying to work on my strength training to help. Cassie, thank you for speaking up. You spoke my exact thoughts. I often feel like I'm cheating, but obviously there is a medical reason people need this medicine. Think about 10 years ago, nobody was allergic to gluten. People are so judgmental and think just that fat people eat like S and are just lazy and need to do calories in, calories out. It is not that easy. Thanks for the conversation today. I hope folks learn from it.
I mean, I used to look at my friends when they would eat and I go out to eat with them and I'd be like, how in my head internally, how are the, is that how much I'm supposed to eat? How are they only eating that little? I'd be starving within an hour. And the closest I can come to it is I started Effexor for anxiety and depression, and it has altered my appetite. That's not the intended use, but it has. And some of that food chatter has quieted down, and my life is so much easier. I cannot even tell you how much easier it is to just eat one small serving and not freak out. Like, when's lunch? Am I going to be able to get lunch in time and not to constantly think about food?
Do you know where this food chatter started for you? Was it as a kid? And was it a stress or management thing?
I don't know. And I honestly think it's different for everybody. I think some people, it kind of just is how their brain works. And I think others, it might be a learned response. I think for me, it might have been more of a learned response. And I've always worried about my weight, so I kind of became obsessed with food. Mm-hmm. And so I think that might be my issue. But it is really hard because there's a lot of guilt that comes along with it, too, when you're thinking about food. And you're like, well, I should really just eat this, but I know I'm going to be hungry if I only eat that. And it's, you know, a push and pull, and then every food becomes bad, and then no foods are good. And you just constantly feel like you're failing no matter how hard you try. And honestly, you feel like you don't really have support from the medical community. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to talk about unless you know somebody else who is overweight or struggling with the same issues, because nobody really gets it the same way. And so I think, I don't know if he realizes it, but I think Dr. Gupta changed a lot of people's outlook, but I think he also touched a lot of people who are struggling with this to let them know, like, hey, the odds are stacked against you.
And if you want to watch his special again, it's this weekend, and he answers all of this. If you want the shorter version of it, he did a great job yesterday and really touched a lot of people. And that's up on our website right now at thebirdshow.com or on our podcast.
You're on The Bird Show.